The Special Olympics begins tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland. Today, the organization releases a study of how people with mental disabilities are perceived. The report is unique because it studied attitudes across 10 countries.
We try to select countries that represented a large span in terms of regions of the world and also in terms of their policies regarding individuals with disabilities.
The study was directed by Gary Sipperstein, a doctor and director of the Center for Social Development and Education at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. Sipperstein says across most of the countries, people with mental disabilities are regarded as somewhat capable of making their own decisions. Overwhelmingly, special schools were named as the best educational environment over regular schools and the home. On the matter of inclusion in society, Sipperstein says responses also were similar across cultures.
70%, 80% in all countries pointed to the government and said there is a lack of services, a lack of prepared teachers, a lack of job training, a lack of community services. That was the major barrier to inclusion.
For 2 years, Sipperstein and his colleagues worked on the study. Because of its unusual global scope, he says, there were some unusual problems, beginning with how the study described people with mental retardation. Scores of international experts were enlisted to shed cultural bias.
In the United States, we use the term sheltered workshop as one available option for individuals with mental retardation in terms of where they work. In another country, the phrase was translated into health spa. So we had to be quite careful as to the terminology that's used here in the United States or in Ireland, Great Britain, or in Germany may translate much differently into terms for other countries and may not be relevant at all.
Sipperstein says more answers are needed.
The next question is to delve more into the different cultures and to look at what is the cultural meaning of these results. We may see countries that are highly similar in what the public perceives, but this similarity may be a result of different cultural factors. We also hope to expand to look at other countries, Turkey, India, where there is also a great deal of cultural difference within the country.
Gary Sipperstein directed a study about public perception toward people with mental disabilities across 10 countries for the Special Olympics. He is director of the Center for Social Development and Education at the University of Massachusetts, Boston.